and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever here on the Sideshow Network. This show where we tell you about our crappy-ass comic book collection. I am Jen.
I'm Sean.
And here we are again.
Yeah.
Another episode. Two more books of shit.
This one actually, one of the books we're reading today, it really kind of hammers home how worthless our collection is.
Yeah, no, it really, really does.
I was thinking about this in depth.
Like, why do we have this?
I was thinking about this more in depth, and I was like, it's like, people are like, oh, I collect comics. You know, but we're collecting, like, very specific shit that nobody wants.
Yeah.
And is that a thing to do?
Is it necessary? No.
Not
only are we collecting comic books nobody wants, mm-hmm. we have to then put them somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we went through a lot of shit to, like, try to make our comic book storage area look presentable.
Well, the problem is I keep getting, we keep buying them, and they keep having to go.
Stop doing that.
Well, I think that the key is that we need to, it needs to be like certain events and stuff, you know.
Not just for the fuck of it.
Not just for like, driving.
That does, however, ruin my idea of us to film a documentary of us just like driving around the United States.
No. That would be fine. See, that would be fine because that's.
Let us kickstart that because how fun would that be?
That sounds like a lot of fun. I don't know what we would give people in return.
The joy of watching us make fools of ourselves?
I would just give. Maybe I would.
One of the comic books we read for our show.
But I like them. I don't want to give them away.
We don't have we'd want to give away. I'm sure we have some.
No, I have plenty to give away. It's just, it just can't be any book. You know, it has to be like, there's certain books that
to figure that out. We'd be like, it would be this one. We talked about an episode, blah.
Blah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just worry because that's the thing about a Kickstarter is like, you need to like.
What about a GoFundMe? Too skeezy?
It's not skeezy. It's just like, that should be something to be used if, like, you need, like,
what about Indiegogo?
Help. Well, that's the same thing as Kickstarter. I mean, it's not the same thing as Kickstarter, but,
so very different.
Yeah, no,
to mention we would never raise enough money to be able to do this. And then, who would watch the cats?
Well, that's what we'd be raising money for.
Find somebody to watch the cats?
Well, we would have somebody to come in and pay, and you just, they would come
in. Wouldn't we be raising money to, like, get a camera and, like,
but also
money
that's
a,
but there's
to
also,
travel
but no,
and gas money?
Yeah, but there's also other collateral that needs to be paid for, so you have to think about all the wages and stuff. And it's just,
we'd probably have to have somebody follow us around. Like a camera person.
Yeah.
I'd feel really bad for that person.
I can just get Betty to do it.
No. No, you can't.
I have a friend named...
No. He can't see out of his glasses.
I have a friend named Betty who I've known for years who back in the day I used to buy comic books with and, I just feel like when I think of odd jobs like that, I just be like, I'll just pay Betty, I don't think he has any skill in using a camera.
No.
He can figure it out, but... Yeah, that would be I don't know. Yeah,
or we could hire a professional.
Yeah, if we live in Hollywood, we could probably find somebody. Shit, there's probably somebody that lives in our building that we've never met.
I'm
like,
sure.
They're like, hey, I follow people around with cameras. I'll do it for you.
You're like, oh, shit, great. You got the whole rig and everything.
Rig.
But, yeah.
So anyways, let's get to our book.
That's my dream, guys.
I just think it's...
One of them also to open one... Like, they have it in Philadelphia. This woman opened a comic book store / coffee shop, which I've been talking about for years. That woman is living my dream.
Well, we need to go to that, I think, at some point.
Living my dream. / cat cafe. I would do...
Yeah, you're ready to cats. But the cats might damage the books. I mean,
So might having coffee around a comic book.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's because I've never spilled anything in my life.
Oh, no, not you.
So.
All right, so let's...
let's get into it. Let's get into it. This is... Okay, so we're going back to, actually, for our Marvel selection, we're going back to a book Marvel 2-in-1. We did a Marvel 2-in-1 in the past with Thing and Wonder Man. And we're back.
With another Thing.
The Thing. And is that just the Guardians of the Galaxy? He battles the Guardians of the Galaxy. It's Marvel 2-in-1.
I would like to say that is a little bit of false advertising.
Well, of course it is, but okay. You know, you gotta sell something. So Marvel 2-in-1, number 69, from November 1980. The Thing battles the Guardians of the Galaxy on a cover. Ben Grimm is upside down, and he's being beat up by the Guardians of the Galaxy, as it appears. You got Yondu shooting an arrow at him. You got Martinex diving at him.
Who, by the way, I was just referring to as Rainbow Man.
Rainbow.
Because he's just... Or, like, pastel guy. Like, he's very pretty.
Yeah, he's a crystal guy.
I know, and he's just very shiny and
he's like, rainbow. You could buy him at a Michael's.
Well, yeah, and I could, like, hang him from a window, and the rainbows would go everywhere, and the cats would go crazy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
And then you got Charlie 27 and Vance Astro. And
yeah.
So they're like, you must allow Vance Astro to return with us, or the Earth will cease to exist. And in the corner it says, to just make matters worse, New York City is consumed by strange, mysterious killer fog.
Fog.
Which is also actually, to be honest, kind of a misnomer.
I was going
to
say, I don't think it's a killer fog.
I don't think it kills anybody. I think it's just very inconvenient.
It's just there.
It's just a bad weather day.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Thing and the Guardians of the Galaxy start off with Ben Grimm making pancakes.
Yep.
That's
what Ben Grimm does.
Because Ben's sad.
Ben's always sad. He's a rock man.
Well, he has a lot of reasons to say because he is a rock man wearing panties
right.
And an apron.
I don't. Yeah, why does he just wear them because it's socially expected of him to wear some sort of underwear? Because he does not have a rock dick, does he?
No, he does. I mean, he probably does. I mean, he's got like a normal like inside mouth and stuff.
Normal inside mouth?
Yeah, and like, you know, he's
got... Oh, you mean the inside of his mouth is normal? Yeah, I thought you meant there was, like, another mouth, like, inside of him.
Oh, no.
And it's just like, I'm like, do you have an inside mouth? Like, what the fuck?
Ben Grimm's inside mouth.
I was going to say, that's not normal.
I had the new Fantastic Four movie had Ben Grimm's inside mouth, that would have probably been... People would have been like, you know, that movie was weird, but, you know, Ben Grimm did also have two mouths. And it was like, it would occasionally talk. You would just be like, you'd be standing there and just go, it's cool time! You know?
It's like he's like an alien. It's just like, little mouth sticking out, ha ha ha, going back.
It says things. It's like, you know, it's like, let's rock this place.
Is it the comic relief that just like shows up every once in a while?
Yeah that's what the...
Is it like that joke from Patton Oswalt when he was talking about punching up a cartoon script? Where they were just like, no, the animation's done, just say funny things.
Yeah, but we're looking for jokes for people that can yell off-screen
things. That's like Ben Grimm's inside mouth.
Which is not how a movie... Actually, I like that because he's like, that's not how a movie works. You know, yeah. You just can't yell at movies.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Ben's making pancakes. He's upset because Alicia Masters, his blind girlfriend, is not into him at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's... prancing off with another Joe. He saw her with somebody else, you know, and he just kind of, he's bummed out. So he's like, you know, hey, you know, the least I can do is make you some pancakes. My Aunt Petunia, because of course it's got Aunt Petunia. He's making it, you know, he's making pancakes for Sue and for young Franklin.
Yep, and stupid kid.
A stupid kid who's playing with his action figures.
Love that he has Fantastic Four action figures.
Lame.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, well, that's... I mean, like, how shitty would that be? Like, your dad's like, here's an action figure set of me.
Here, kid. Here's son. Here, play with me.
Yeah.
Play with your uncle. Go play with your uncle, you know?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Maybe, like, Chris Hemsworth gives his kids
action figure. I mean, look, maybe the kid...
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have an action figure.
I'm certain that, like, you know, most families, like, if they're, you know, like, I'm certain for, like, kids who are wrestlers... Or kids,
yeah,
for kids who are
wrestlers' children.
Like I think I know that for a fact, actually, because I know a few who like, they have. You know, they're just very proud to have their dad's action figure, and his dad beats up John Cena and stuff.
Man, so like, can I make an action figure of me if we ever have a kid? Like, can I just get a Barbie and just like write Jen on it? And
yeah,
like this is your mom, and the kid just cries because I just ruined their Barbie.
You get a brunette Barbie and just write Jen on her head, forehead,
right on her face.
You know, and then you could take
melt her in the oven. So
you could make me, and then you just get like a can and just put some silly putty on them. You know, it's like dad. I'm like,
we give this to our child.
How weird would that be if you came in? And it's like, oh, what are you playing with? It's like, well, we made action figures of us. Because we wanted to make sure he knew what was real.
So here's a Ken doll with silly putty stuck to it, and this one was melted in the oven. It's mom and dad.
Mom and dad. Mom and dad action figures.
That's not horrifying.
Sold separately. The family car sold separately.
And then, like, maybe we could put a voice box in yours that just yells about podcasting.
Just like, ah!
Podcasting.
I'm uploading! And it'd just be like, you going, Batman sucks!
I like Batman.
Or Batman v Superman, wah!
Yeah, pretty much.
Gotham,
Batman. Wah. And then we'd just leave the kid in the room, and then he'd have no problems.
Yeah, and then he would come out and be like, hey, you know
what? Yeah, that's not gonna fuck him up at all.
It's show and tell. He brings like, well, I have a picture, I have a toy.
Social services gets called on us.
My dad made me an action figure of him, and you know, it's just a Ken doll. Like, I didn't even put pants on him. I just molded like a Ken doll, just as like a blob. And he's just like, this is my dad, and it's a toy. And all the kids are just, you know, and some kids
all
like,
the kids are screaming.
And all the kids are screaming, and then some kid goes up, another kid goes up and breaks it, because he's probably going to get picked on. Hmm. He's just going to be like, your dad sucks.
I would like it more if the kids were terrified, if they were just like, taste of sadness. And then they all just like start crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
So anyway.
Let's ruin some children.
Yeah, well, for poor Franklin here's being ruined.
Yeah,
but Franklin has a rough go.
Yeah, he does.
You know, we've actually in talked about him before.
That's right.
But he's like, hey Sue, I need some help talking about women's, and she's, you know, he's like, well, maybe you shouldn't jump to conclusions right away about going to another man. You know, she's with another man. How do we know?
Right. Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, so he, like, and Franklin's like, yay, and he throws the...
He throws a torch underneath the fridge. Under the stove, you know, because he's playing in the kitchen like a maniac.
Yes. You know, well, so the kitchen's a fun place to play, you know.
It has water.
Well, if you grew up in a house with carpeting, and the kitchen had, like, tile, it's easy to, like, drive stuff around. I used to play in the kitchen all the time.
Yeah, that's true. They have a weird kitchen, by the way.
Well, they do have a weird kitchen. So, like, he throws the thing under, and the kid's like, oh, no, I threw a torch underneath the thing. And Ben Grimm's like, I'll get it. And so he just picks up the stove, which apparently is not connected to, like, gas line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's, like, not connected to hoses.
A plug or anything. And, of course, he doesn't take anything off the stove before he does this. And so all the pancakes fall off.
He goes, hey, by the way, since I'm holding this stove that's not attached to any gas or anything, you want to see me flip these pancakes? And they're like, yay!
Yeah.
And he just takes the stove and just shakes it, and all the pancakes fly around.
I don't think that's how that works.
Well, no, because he's an idiot.
Yeah. But they go everywhere, and like Sue's like, I'll stop them with my whatever force field of boringness.
Yeah, fuck the Fantastic Four, guys. I'm sorry. They're not going to be around anymore, too, apparently, because basically Marvel, basically, in, like, the most recent, you know, spoiler alert, but, like, in the most recent, like, Secret Wars, they kind of, like, made them be like, all right, we're going away for a while, and then...
Yeah, because Fox has the rights.
Because Fox has got the movie rights, and, like, and, you know, it's...
Just, like, they're not doing any more, like, you can't do any new mutants. They all have to be Inhumans.
Well.
It's the same reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why that's the reason why we read these books instead of shit that's new, because it's like,
too many rights issues.
Well, too many rights issues and like too many like reboots. It's like, you know, every fucking Marvel book has been rebooted like 1,000 times.
Well, they're not nearly as bad as DC.
I don't know. I feel like Marvel in the past like 10 years, it feels like they've had like a ton of like different reboots of like Captain America and Daredevil.
Maybe.
You know, it's like stuff that it's like, I'm like, well, is it all current? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't read enough Marvel, so I can't really speak to that. All I can say is, at least for DC, I feel like everything is a goddamn fucking crossover book.
Yeah.
With the big event that's
going on. Oh, no, DC, yeah, DC loves...
It's just a fucking dick dance.
Yeah, DC loves the crossover, so...
Fuck it. Stop rebooting shit. Just go, like, a year without everybody fucking crossing over. Can you do that for me? That would be great.
Yeah. So, anyway, so,
So, yeah, so they're like, all right, well, let's eat our pancakes, and all of a sudden, like, I don't know, a beam of light appears in the middle of the table, and a guy who I kept calling Dr. Manhattan...
Yeah, guy might as well be.
Shows up, except he's not. He doesn't have a blue penis like he did in the movie.
Yeah, he's not blue dicked. He's it's Starhawk. It's,
yeah,
who
wearing underwear?
He just shows up and he's like, "Hey, you know, I had no other way about doing this.
I could have just knocked on the door, but this is much more.
I could have had it by the
me
way.
Me standing on your table while you're eating. He's is like so
about
much
to
more
eat, and it's like, you know, which is kind of a bummer. I'd be pissed.
Yeah, don't put your dirty fucking feet on my table, bro.
You know, and so he shows up and he's like, you know, look, you know, Vance Astro is, so basically, like, the Guardians of the Galaxy have been, floating around in, like, a satellite around the side of Earth.
Yes.
And they're like, well, we're about to go, but just before we're about to go, Vance Astro went missing.
Right.
So,
Now, are they, here, this is a question I had, are they... in the past right now?
They're in the current, but the Guardians of the Galaxy are from the 31st century.
Well, that's what I mean. So they are in the past.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. They're in the past right now.
Okay,
and they're
that,
like,
that was my question, because I was like, wait a second.
And this is not the current Guardians of the Galaxy. Of, you know, like, this is, like, these. I'm used to this Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, I mean, I know everybody loves Drax and...
No, these are, like, low-rent dudes.
No, they're not low-rent.
Are you
I mean,
sure?
Yondu's pretty awesome.
Oh, well, Yondu is in this, but like everybody else.
Well, they're all a bunch of, I mean, they're all geeks, kind of, but they're there. But they've been around forever, and
well, you know, they needed somebody to hang out in a fantastic.
I'm looking forward to trying to read more of the Guardians of the Galaxy from the 90s and stuff like that. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. But anyway, so he shows. So he's like, look, we got to find Vance Astro. He's here, you know, because he's looking for his current self now.
Yes.
And if
who's like a 13-year-old
boy. He's like a boy. And if he does, it's going to be bad because space-time continuum.
Paradoxes and whatever. And explosions and as such.
Yeah, and then Ben's like, whatever. Yeah, great. Let's do it.
And do you want a podcast? I have a cat.
We have a cat. And so Vance Astro is out on, he's in Queens or whatever, New York or whatever.
Yeah. Young Vance Astro.
Young Vance Astro is walking
this,
home.
This is the kid version. He's just like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And all of a sudden, some dude in a fucking trench coat stops him. And you would think a kid in New York would know better than to talk to a man wearing a trench coat.
Yeah.
No.
Surprisingly,
and a mask.
Yeah, he's in a full-body mask.
Like luchador
mask. You know, like a luchador mask, and he's like... And he's like, he's hiding behind a tree.
Right, and this kid still talks to him, because this kid has never heard of stranger danger.
It's funny, because he's like, who are you? He's like, Vance. He's like, oh, who are you? And it's like, I'm you. Or he's like, what's the mask? And he's like, I need it to live. You know?
Yeah, because that's not weird.
Because apparently he's been contained in this suit, and it has, like...
He says if he takes the suit off, like, he will die because, like, he's so old.
Yeah.
Because he's from now, but, like, he's been with the Guardians
for a long time.
Yeah,
yeah, he's been aging and stuff. And
going through space for the last, like, 500 years or some bullshit and whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But you would think that usually this scene where you run into a dude in a trench coat and a mask... who wants to talk to a 13-year-old boy, would end up with that 13-year-old boy living in his basement.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much like, I'm surprised he's not like, I'm going to kill you! And he's like, yeah.
Or buried somewhere.
Basically, there's this time paradox happening, and...
Well, no, it's like he talks to him, and he's like, oh... And for some reason, Vance is asking him all the questions.
Yeah.
Not young Vance, old Vance.
Old Vance is asking young Vance, and he's basically like, I come from the future, and I'm you, and I need to know more... I need to. Basically, he wants to stop him from going into the future. You know, from basically becoming
right
him, but
going through all the shit that he went through.
Yeah.
In his I don't know how many years, basically immortality.
Yeah.
So that's the whole point. And so then we cut back to.
So we're back at the Baxter Building, and basically, yeah, and they were...
Richards is just being stretchy.
Reed's being stretchy, and he's like, I think they're trying to, like, see if they can find...
Vance.
Find Vance.
Old Vance.
You know, it's just you find old Vance, you know, find Vance, and they're like, you know, just figuring like, oh, there's some weather, let's go. Yeah. They see like this big cloud because that just as they're leaving after the scene, there's like a fog rolling in.
Yeah,
fog. Mm-hmm. So
they're like, that's a weird fog. Let's go investigate.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing: it's like I can't. Someone can't stand the thing. because they're like, he's like, hey, Reed and Johnny and Sue, you want to help me with this? And they're like, all right, well, let's do this. And, oh, there's this weather disturbance. Maybe it has something to do with it. And he's like, oh, geez, go to check out the weather. Ah, gee, like complaining. And it's like, just shut up and do it.
That's what the thing does.
He complains. And he, you know,
it's his thing. Well,
the
yeah.
thing, it's his thing.
It's the thing's thing. But not that thing.
And so so they just leave their kid at home.
Not the interior mouth of the thing.
Oh yeah,
inside mouth. Yeah, outside, they just leave their kid at home.
These are their kid
because
home.
Again, this was the '80s. You could leave your kid at home back in the day for a couple hours, and it was going to be okay. Yeah, okay. Nobody was going to fucking call.
It's okay.
Social
He'll just play underneath the stove. It's fine.
Yeah. Well,
because it's funny because like Sue's like, I think will our son be okay?
Well, here's the question: how old is their kid?
Well, he looks like he's 4?
Okay, well,
5?
That's too young to leave him alone.
Yeah.
If he was like...
If he was like 8?
10, 9,
yeah, he can stay at
he's
home.
He's fine for a couple hours.
He's fine for a couple hours. He can sit in his room.
Yeah.
But Reed's like, oh, maybe this shouldn't take too long. Maybe you can monitor him from the Fantastic Card. She's like, yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and so they...
yeah, he'll be fine.
And so they go and they head over to upstate New York, and they find this fog.
Yes.
And they're like, what's this fog about? And everything is, you know, it's messing stuff up. And, you know, it's in the, you know, and then we actually have a guest appearance by Captain America and Vision.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, what the
like,
fuck?
The Quinjet's like, you guys know anything about this? They're like, no. Yeah. You know, it's like, well, we need to make sure everything's okay because, you know, this fog is, like, causing accidents and, you know, planes can't see.
Yeah, and it's really thick and it's weird and no one's sure what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you're being injured.
I was just bitten. Don't bite me. Okay, so
they split up.
Yeah, they split up, and poor the Fantastic Four jet like breaks into parts
because that's what it can do.
And for some reason, it looks like the thing is stuck in a sardine can or inside a 50s television.
Yes.
But anyway, so they like fly around and trying to figure out the fog.
Yeah, there's a lot of looking
for bullshit with the fog. Like, there's a lot of panels dedicated to the fog.
A lot of bullshit with the fog, and then fucking we go back to Vance.
Where there's no fog in this panel.
Well, no, it's behind them because you see it coming up there.
Oh.
So he's like yelling. So he's walking with this kid, and basically
but that doesn't make any sense for what we learn later.
What do you mean?
For what we figure out about this fog later, the fact that there's no fog in that panel makes no sense.
It's coming though.
No, it should be. It should originate with him.
It's not originating from him.
Yes, it is.
No, not from his body.
No, but from. We'll talk about it when we get there.
It's coming from his second mouth.
Yes, from his inside mouth.
Inside mouth. So anyway, so actually, there's a really creepy scene where he just like he's trying to like
they're in the forest now.
They're in the, like the woods. Like, because he's
like, they're no longer on the street.
It's the 80s, and it's like, he's like, you know what, look, I know this guy's weird, but he claims he's me.
I'm going to walk into the woods with him.
You know what? Maybe I should walk to the woods with him. You know, because
where no one can see us.
Because you know what?
What a good idea.
I sincerely hope I get featured on Forensic Files someday.
This is the beginning of
this
a Forensic
This is literally file. How every Forensic File starts.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, oh, some guy came up to me and said he was me, and then he took me into the woods.
Then he killed me. The end.
And then he killed me. And at one point he grit, like, because I think the kids is kind of like incredulous.
Well, yeah.
Young Vance is like, he's like, look, don't do this. Don't be, don't become an astronaut. Don't do this. And
yeah. Don't follow your dreams.
He's like, promise me.
Promise right? me you'll be mediocre.
And he starts like shaking him, and like the kids, and you know, poor young Vance is like, Jesus Christ, don't touch me.
He's like, I really am going to die in this forest.
I am going to die in this forest.
I should have listened to my parents about not walking in the forest with strange men. And then the fog shows up.
Yeah.
And then young Vance is like, ah, and he runs away.
Yeah, he runs away, and then.
And so then old Vance is like, meh. And then the thing shows up in his sardine can.
Yeah, and so it happens that Ben and Vance find out and Vance find each other, and they're like, hey, we've been looking for you. We need to, you know, do this. And he's like, and Vance is like, look, I'm trying to find my future self so I can tell him not to do what I did to do this, because I don't want this to be the future.
Right. I don't want him to suffer like I did, because I just sat in this chair for 5,000 years and I didn't get to move, and but my mind was active, and
yeah,
and it was terrible, and I don't want him to suffer the same fate. And the thing's like, well, yeah, I mean, that's great, but even if you find him and tell him not to do this, it's not going to help you, you know, because I found me.
He went back to the future, to himself.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, because actually I have this issue.
Right, where the thing, like, goes to the past.
Thing goes to the past and finds himself, and he's like, hey,
here's this serum to fix you.
You know, and it fixed him, but then he got back to the present, and he was still him.
Right. So why didn't the thing just take it in the present?
Because I think, because in that issue, so basically, the serum was only good for when he was in the early stages of his rock hide.
Yes,
because okay. you know Ben's rock hide eventually evolves to, you know, more of what it looks like, you know, here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in early stages, he kind of just looks like, you know, like the Sean Merrick Ken doll figure. You know?
Okay.
So, yeah. So basically, he's just like, you know, but they're like, screw you. I need to go and do this.
Yeah, he's like, I have to fix this guy.
The fog is wreaking havoc on New York City.
Yes. Like,
Iron Man has to save a plane. You know, Daredevil's like, I'm blind, but I'll save a woman from a truck.
Yeah.
You know? And
well, the fog doesn't bother Daredevil. And Storm can't get it to dissipate.
No.
She's like, even though, you know, this is kind of my gig, like, you know, like, I can't get it to work because it's unnatural.
Oh, yeah. Then Aquarian, for some reason, is in this.
Yeah.
Aquarian, who goes on to later look like Jesus.
Kind of looks like Jesus there.
He does look like Jesus here.
Except Jesus, like, in the 70s, because look at those bell sleeves.
It was actually really funny because there was...
like, Aquarius!
Yeah.
Aquarius! Like that.
It's funny because they had a... in Wizard Magazine, they had, like, a whole bit thing called, Mort of the Month or whatever.
Okay.
And it would just be, like, some shitty character that they would make fun of.
Uh-huh.
And one day, one month, they put in Aquarian. And they go, hey, so the Immortal Month goes, oh, Jesus Christ, it's Jesus. Oh, God, we're in trouble. You know, I was like, oh, wait, no, it's okay.
Jesus Christ, it's Jesus.
Yeah, like, it was pretty funny.
Oh, man, I kind of hope Jesus comes back and I see him so I can use that line.
You know,
Jesus Christ, it's Jesus. And then I run away.
You can go downtown by the Comedy Store.
Well, we've seen that guy.
Yeah, the Ripped Jesus Man.
Yeah.
Apparently, here's the thing about that Ripped Jesus Man. If you're in L.A., if you're
there's a dude walking around looking like Jesus wearing robes.
Wearing robes and being
but it's LA, so it's not weird.
But it's not weird, and he goes to the
weird,
he's in the Comedy Store like all the time.
Yeah,
and apparently, like all the comedians know him, like they hang out with him.
Do they call him Jesus?
No, I think his real name was like Eric.
So he doesn't go by Jesus.
I don't know.
Like, if you spend that much time to commit to the Jesus look, why wouldn't you ask people to call you Jesus?
I don't know. Maybe he's like, you know, he got cold feet at the last second. And he's like, look. I know I look like Jesus, and maybe I'll just go by the Jesus look, but I don't want anybody to think that I'm being like blasphemous or something. You know, I grew up as Catholic, and I need to do right in life, so I'm just not gonna. Nobody's gonna call me Jesus.
So he's Eric Jesus's brother, or whatever.
He's just Eric the Jesus guy. And,
yeah. Does he preach?
No, he just walks. I think he just looks like Jesus. And people go, "Oh man, it's Jesus!" And then,
oh, yeah, the first time I saw that guy. We were on, what, Hollywood Boulevard?
No, so Sunset. No, Sunset.
Oh, we were on Sunset.
That's like his base of operation.
Yeah, so we're on Sunset, and there's a Bank of America. We were brand new to LA. We had gone somewhere.
Yeah.
I forget where we had gone.
Maybe we went to the store.
I feel like maybe it was coming back from seeing Greg Proops do his podcast for the first time.
Possibly, yes.
Like, so we're driving down the street, and like, I look up and there's this Bank of America, and of course there's like a spotlight like right on the ATMs, obviously. And literally, yeah, this guy is just standing there under the spotlight, just standing there. And you knew he was doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's all that guy does. He like stands bathed in light looking like Jesus.
No. I mean, he's like a real like person.
Yeah.
And like if you go, like if you act, you can act, there's a number of comedians. Like I know somebody like a friend of mine, Sam Tripoli. I think, is familiar with Jesus Man. I feel like he's referenced him before. But, I mean, I know that most – yeah, he hangs out at the store a lot. You know, he doesn't hang out at the improv like I do. So
does he have like a
– I'm the improv Jesus.
What, you're the improv Jesus?
But I'm clean shaven.
Are you going to – do I need to get you a robe?
I don't know.
Or are you just going to like walk around and be like, this is a moo-moo? But it's obviously,
I should go into work one day. I'd be like, you know, hey guys, you know what? You know what will bring this club up is if I act as the improv Jesus, you know?
So we're going to get you one of those like cheap angel robes from a CVS costume, tie a rope around your belt and give you a wig?
Yes.
All right.
That's
not going to be weird.
That's not going to be weird when like people come to work. You know,
so Jen, what's your husband doing these days? Well, he's dressing as Jesus, and
he's doing a podcast. A podcast!
Oh God, a podcast!
How do you tolerate
him? How strange!
How strange your husband is!
Oh my, monocle falls down.
Anyways.
Sorry. So
Vance goes to his
parents' house.
He goes to his house, his current house.
Yeah, old Vance goes to his the house where he grew up, and he knocks on the door.
And Charlie 27 answers the door.
And he's just like, "I'm huge, bro." Like literally.
I kind of wish that was his thing. He's like, "Knock, knock, hello, I'm huge, bro."
Because he is. He's gigantic, and like. He's like, no.
I don't know what he did with his parents here.
That's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like, where is everybody? I also got really confused when they start fighting. Because, of course, they start fighting because this is a comic book. And God forbid people use their words to solve their problems. We have to use our fists. Because I think, like, people who write comic books are like, oh my God, people lose interest if nobody throws a punch. I'm like, I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Yeah.
At least superhero comics. Let's go with that.
So shit starts going south because basically, you know, Vance throws
Vance
Charlie.
Wants to get his hands on young Vance.
Yeah, so Vance throws Charlie and then the rest of the Guardians show up.
Now,
and,
does he throw him outside?
No, like, they're just fighting each other in the house, I think.
But that's the thing, like, the fog is in the house.
Yeah, because it's following around Vance.
Yeah, but it seems like they have a really big area to fight. Like, how big is, and there's no furniture, no one runs into a couch. There's like what the fuck?
It's one of those Bushido houses.
Yeah,
it's just no furniture.
No one's moved in yet, I guess.
It's very austere.
Yeah.
So they have a brawl, and then...
And where does the trash can come from?
Eventually they get outside.
Well, that's what I mean. How did that happen?
Because he runs for the door. He runs outside, I think, but they're still, you know, it's still fucking... Dick Dance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we get to see, you know, some of some action from the thing. You got Yondu shooting arrows. You got Martinex being Iceman, basically.
Yeah. And Vance is like, I'm going to be like Captain America. I'm going to throw this top of this trash can like a shield.
Yeah.
Because I guess that's his childhood hero, was Captain America.
Does he actually?
Yeah, he does. He actually says that. Like, he's like, oh, I get to throw... Just like my hero or whatever, yeah. So there's fighting and fighting.
But basically, Martinex finds a way to put him like some sort of stasis. Like he froze.
Yeah, he freezes him.
He freezes his copper life suit, and he's like, "I can't crack it, or my skin, my thousand-year-old skin, will be ravaged by the air."
Yeah.
You know,
because this guy has like this idea. That if he steps outside of the suit because he's, like, so fucking old, like, the air will just make him fall to dust.
But, I mean, he was a suspended animation, but, like, doesn't it, like, that keep you at the same age?
Yeah, that's what I'm... obviously, as we find out later, this guy's an idiot.
Well, right.
Because he doesn't bother to figure out if his hypothesis is true. He doesn't do any tests. He doesn't ask a scientist. He's just like, that's probably what will happen.
And so they find a way to... Find a way to subdue Ben.
Yeah.
They shoot an arrow around him and he gets...
Well, yeah, Yondu shoots his arrow.
Yondu shoots an arrow and he just buzzes around him and he goes, ugh, I'm gonna throw up, and he falls down.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. Like, I don't understand how that happens, because it's not like the thing is turning in circles like the arrow is. Then Ben Grimm's like, oh, it's so...
He's like, oh, too many pancakes. My Aunt Petunia.
Aunt Petunia. So then the Guardians grab... old Vince, and they go back up to
Old Vince McMahon?
Well, no, it's not young Vince. They're grabbing Vince McMahon, and they're because they want to start a promotion in space.
They need some tips on how to look like a ripped 70-year-old.
Yeah, well, HGH. So they go back up to the ship, and there's what, flame hair woman?
Nikki. So that's Nikki. I don't know what the fuck her deal is, too. I don't know what half these people do. Okay, so they're up there, and Nikki's like,
Are they boning?
No.
Are you sure?
Why?
She says something to him later where it's like, oh, my darling or something.
Well, maybe she just calls everybody darling.
All right, whatever. So, like, what's wrong with Vance? They're like, we just had to kind of freeze him because he went nuts and tried to kidnap a child.
Yeah, no kidding.
Nothing big.
He tried to do something totally not creepy and then, like, he did.
Yeah. And they're like, well, the fog hasn't gone away because they thought it was like, oh, well, you know, now that he's gone, this paradox doesn't exist, so the Earth's biosphere should return to its normal state and the fog will go away.
Yeah.
But it doesn't go away.
It does not.
And that's when Vance, like, unfreezes and he's like, it wasn't me, it was the kid. Because the meeting triggered my powers, or the kid's powers.
Yeah,
because
his powers didn't get triggered until, like, he has psionic powers that didn't get triggered until he was in, like, his stasis.
Which, that's why I'm saying, like, the fog should have originated around the two of them. It shouldn't have rolled in. It should have originated with them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, that's bullshit. Anyway, so then, Rainbow Man, with all his crystal goodness, says, oh, you guys were creating a paradox. That was never a problem. It was the psychic feedback of two identical mutant brains that causes, which that actually that's not even true because young Vance, they might be, you know, biologically identical, but their brains are at different stages of development.
Yeah.
They're going to be different. And have different, like, neural pathways and shit. So they're not identical, even though they're the same person, because they're at such different stages.
Yeah.
So, anyway. So.
So here's the thing.
And then all of a sudden the thing's back in Vance, kid Vance's living room.
Yeah, so they're back down on Earth with Ben Grimm, and, you know, he's like, hey, hey, young Vance, did you get hurt? Now, I got a question here.
Where the fuck did they come from?
Vance said he was, like, in 11th grade.
No way.
Yeah, that's what he says.
He goes, he's, like, 17, 16, 17?
16, 17. You gotta, let me just make sure I go back. He says, because when he gets first meets himself, he gets asked, what grade you in? And he's like, 11th grade. Yeah, and he is tiny. Because his dad is, like, Manute Bol, for crying out loud.
Yeah, he should probably be, like, tall by this. Like, he shouldn't, you know, by the time you get to about 17, 18, you look like you're going to look when you're an adult.
Right, so then they're like, well, hey, you know, everything's not right, but I'm here to protect you and stuff. And, you know, Ben's like, I'm here to protect you. And then the Guardians show up again with Vance, and they're like, hey, we need to get this straight. So
I also have a question. Where were the parents? And the first time, where was everybody? Were they in the basement?
Oh, we don't know because what happens is because when they go to the house, Ben asks, Charlie, he's like, "Where's the parents?" He's like, "Don't worry, they're safe." But that's it.
What does that mean?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, whatever.
Also, I thought they destroyed this house.
They did. That's why I was like, and it's so nice and put together. And now there's like a couch and like a lamp and like all the shit that they should have run into if they were having a fight in the house is not damaged. I don't know.
Yeah. And so basically he's like, look, Vance, you know, you need to like, you know, to destroy the fog, we have to cut through the confusion. You have to like realize your powers and you have to like wish this fog away,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in the family, you know, that's there has like, you know, it's not just like, Jesus Christ, there's giant aliens in my fucking house.
Yeah, this isn't weird.
This isn't weird. So he's basically like, so what Vance tries to do, and this is actually kind of creepy, he's like, tries to like trigger something in young Vance's brain.
By like beaming power into his head.
He beams power into his head and he's like, okay, this is where it's gonna tingle. And he's like, it burns!
He's like, it's like you stabbed me with the knife in the forehead!
Yeah.
And he's like, it was supposed to hurt. And I'm like, oh, that's just weird. Like, this whole thing is weird. The whole interaction between old Vance and young Vance is just fucking weird.
Yeah, and so basically he uses
and, like, young Vance then, like, was like, I'll do it too. And he, like, sends old Vance out the window.
Yeah, he sends her out the window and then he bowls over the rest of the Guardians.
And he's like, oh my god, oh, I have brain problems. Like, he just... He's having problems, because, you know, if a weird dude in a trench coat shows up and tells you that you have, like, psychic abilities, it's probably going to fuck with you.
Yeah, and also being a mutant, because the thing is, like, you know, he's a teenager, and he's also being revealed as a mutant now, which is bad news for mutants, because mutants don't have a good go of it, as it turns out.
Nope.
I mean, the more that I read Marvel stuff and more X-Men stuff, the more I realize how... shitty people are to mutants.
Yeah, it's really fucked up.
Like, and to the, you know, probably because, you know, you're saying because they're scared.
Yeah. Well, you know?
So basically, you know, Ben's trying to explain to him, you got to be great and, you know, you need to be like Captain America, you know, and it's like, I'm going to be a superhero. And he's like,
and the kid's like thinking about Captain America crying, be like, I'm going to be like Captain America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and basically, because he embraces, you know, he's not scared of his power.
Right.
And so they,
he, like, hug the thing. He does. He hugs the thing. Thanks, thing.
He gives a big hug to the thing. He's just like, I am a tiny a junior.
Sure.
And you are a giant Ben Grimm.
Right. Whatever.
And
and so then we go outside where...
Okay, so this is where Nikki calls him sweetie.
Yeah, I told you. That's why I'm like, are they fucking, or does she just call everybody sweetie? Oh.
Yeah.
So then, like, the fog goes away. They're like, yay, the fog goes away. Isn't this great? And then the dad comes outside, and he, like, is like, hey, weirdo in a fucking trench coat who, like, tried to molest my kid. What's wrong with you? You made him weird. And he's like, no, sir, I didn't. He just already had these powers. And he's like, you know how I know this? It's because I am your son. And he takes off his little mask and he shows his face. And his dad's like, oh, you really are my son. Yet older and somehow taller. Like a lot taller. Like a huge fuck ton taller, even though you should have already been full grown at 18. Whatever. And so he like puts his mask back on and then they get beamed up to the Guardian ship.
How does he know for certain that that's him?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, just because he's like, I'm your son, but older, I'm like,
that could kind of look like him.
Could kind of be him.
That's why I was really confused by this, because I was...
Also, too, he's, you know, Vance Astro's like, hey, I'm you, young Vance Astro.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the thing, because that's why I was like, wait a second, because I thought that kid was like 13.
Also, I want to...
Because you at 13 can look a lot different at 18. You know what I know?
Also,
you know what I mean?
I want to talk a minute here about the physics of his mask. Because, so he's complaining... Okay, actually, well, just to bring up another point. Because Vance Astro has, like, well, he has, like, basically, like, just basically, like, a navy blue hood on his face. And he's got the Batman eyes and everything. And but the thing is that his nose, it's kind of like Catwoman's boobs. Like, everything is already formed in. So, like, it's basically like a skin.
Right.
And, like, he can, you know, he can
move his mouth. And
he can move his mouth and you see his inside teeth. Of his teeth and everything.
Yeah.
And so, and if that's the case, your outside mouth is exposed to the...
How do you make a mask stay on your lips? Like, how does that work?
But he's... I mean, he could be talking through it because if it's, like, it's really thin and the screen is really thin.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that could be the case, but it looks like... It doesn't look like that because then as he's pulling it off, like, it changes to, like, you would normally
just
think...
Like just like a regular
just a regular hood.
Yeah.
You know, with no mouth on it.
Yeah, no.
And
mouth.
But, yeah, so there's a lot of... Yeah, this is not...
Your outside mouth.
His outside mouth is exposed. And, I mean, so then he's like, ah, I'm your son. And he's like, oh, I guess you're not. Or I guess you are. And,
oh, and fucking Reed Richards finally shows up. He's like, hey, I'm here.
Well, the fog disappears. Like, I found you in the fog. And, you know, I mean, granted, maybe he was helping with the other superhero shit going on.
Yeah, whatever. He was too busy being a stretchy guy.
He's too busy a stretchy guy.
So this is where it's funny, because you know, they're gone, they're back up the Fantastic Four Tower, Nikki comes over and he's like, hey, so Vance, you know how you said, like, you couldn't live outside of your costume, like, ever, but it turns out that you can, and he's like, yeah, you know, I never really thought to check that before. Like, your whole theory, your whole hypothesis is like, I have to stay in this costume, which probably smells because I haven't taken it off for 5,000 years.
Yeah.
I can never come out of it. Probably pees through it. I don't know. He's really weird, and he's like, I can never take it off. And he never bothers to check or ask anybody to help him figure it out.
And then he's like, yeah.
And then he takes it off in front of his dad, and he's like, oh, I can take this off.
And you figure, though, that he would have a much better chance of survival in the, you know, being from the future, and there's, like, some sort of, like, medical or some sort of, like, controlled atmosphere.
Yeah, like in space.
In space,
where
or
there
in the
is
station.
Literally, you could go somewhere where there is no oxygen.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to do this on Earth.
Yeah, and he does
with
that.
No control. Oh, hey, I don't turn to dust and blow away like that knight in the end of Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't happen to me, so I'm good.
Also, too, before we get to that, before that happens, Ben's like. He's like, Reed's like, hey, Ben, so, like, we figured it out. And it's funny because Reed's like, how'd you fix this? And he's like, I'll tell you later. You know? And then Ben's like, hey, let me introduce you to this kid who just figured out that he had mental powers. And I'm going to, how about I terrify this kid more?
And his family.
And his family more and bring over Stretchy Man.
Yeah, it's not enough that I'm here. Here's Stretchy Man and here's this dude who can light himself on fire.
Yeah. It's just like, you know,
obviously his dad's really not okay with this mutant thing. Let's hang out.
It's like, also, this is Vance Astor, who we were actually later as in another issue of the thing that we did.
Mm-hmm.
He ran away from home because his father was beating him.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He's the guy who showed up at like the wrestling ring.
Yeah.
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 I remember that now.
So his father's stuff doesn't really, surprise us. So, yeah, and that's pretty much about it.
Yep. That's it.
That's pretty much it.
That's the book.
That's it for The Thing and the Guardians of the Galaxy. Marvel 2-in-1, number 69 from November 1980. Well, let's see. Would you read another issue of Marvel 2-in-1?
Well, I feel like we have.
Well, we have.
And we probably will.
We probably will. What's the next issue? Does it say?
Are you asking me, like, would I just do it, like, if I didn't have this podcast?
I don't know. Yeah, you're not a Marvel person.
I'm not.
And this is... And Ben Grimm, like, I just... It's just too much.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
I would totally read it, though. I'm sure it's probably some bullshit. It's probably good. So, anyways, that's it for this one. Don't talk with your inside mouth full. We'll be back with the next book. All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever after that epic discussion of Marvel 2-in-1.
Yep.
Let's get to our DC book.
Yep.
Sorry these are getting so much longer.
I know. I feel bad about that. I feel like, oh, shit, maybe we should not.
Maybe we should not do that.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Better time, man.
It does, yeah, I'm pretty bad at that.
Yeah,
in life in general, I feel. let me admit. Guys, let's talk about my problems.
That'll make this shorter.
First problem, I own Timberwolf.
Versus the Creeper.
Well, it's okay. Well, it's just Timberwolf.
Yeah, I know, but it's a versus the Creeper.
For like a minute. Because that's what basically the Creeper does in any book he shows up in. It's like, the Creeper's in it for like a page.
Yay, boo.
Okay.
Fuck this book, by
the
way.
Oh, fuck this book.
Okay. So anyway.
So Timberwolf. Timberwolf number 3 from January 1993. It's number 3 of a 5-issue miniseries. Timberwolf, who you know if you read Legion, he is a werewolf man.
With the most impractical costume.
Oh, this guy. Well, this is the thing. I don't know why he changed. They basically made him, like, more feral.
He's wearing a strapless bodysuit.
But he's wearing a strap. He looks like he's wearing, like...
But, it comes to a point, and I don't understand how that would ever stay up.
Or why? What's the point?
Or why you'd ever wear it? Why doesn't it have... I don't know. Fuck that. Fuck this costume.
You know, it's such a weird design.
It's really weird. It's, I disapprove.
Anyway, so he's, him in this shitty costume, he's fighting the Creeper in, like, the middle of the sky, apparently.
Yep.
Followed by glass, and it's just Big Hairy Deal is the name of the issue.
Yes.
So we're here and...
in basically a training room. We start in, like, a training room.
Yeah.
And Timberwolf is thinking about Arya. Is that her name?
Arya.
And he's fighting robots in this training room.
Yeah, I'm not fairly sure where... because this is, like, the middle of this miniseries.
Yeah.
And basically, he... It's like after a certain storyline in Legion where he comes from the 30th century to the current time,
mm-hmm.
and has like some sort of to do here,
mm-hmm.
and then goes back.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, he's hanging out with like, I don't know if this is some sort of like...
I don't know who these people are.
These are just some geeks.
Yeah, so he's hit, and the guy in the training booth is that guy. What's his name?
Is this Stanfield?
No, that doesn't come up till later. Oh. I don't know who that guy is. So there's that guy, and this guy, the younger guy who looks like any dude from my high school in 1994, 1995, because he's got, like, the ponytail, but, like, the sides are shaved.
Okay, here's the thing. He looks like the shittiest pro wrestler.
Yeah.
From
the 90s. He's like,
from the 90s, like, he looks
didn't
like...
Didn't you have that kid in your high school who had, like, the ponytail on the top, but all the sides were shaved?
You know, I never had... Sure I, didn't have a, I didn't have a lot of those.
Oh, we had some of
those. I'm surprised, to be honest. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but no, I did not have a lot of those kids.
Those.
You know, Kyle, I think it's because you guys are, like, nature, and it's, like, it's better to be, like, a wild man.
Sure.
And do that. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, you don't. But he's, like, hanging out with that guy, and that guy's name is Thrust. Because he's an idiot.
Because it's the 90s and we'll call him Thrust. 90s.
And he's like, I don't know what that guy's name is. That guy?
Who cares? I don't know.
That guy. The older guy. And he's like, oh man, check this out. Timberwolf is great. And Thrust is just like, shut up, bro. I'm looking at Babe-O-Rama magazine.
Yeah.
While we're supposed to be working.
I have a question, though, about Thrust's get up here. So he's got, he's got pointy ears and red eyes,
uh-huh.
but he's got like the blonde ponytail. He looks like he's got Hulk Hogan's skin.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But he's also like he's basically wearing like a body glove kind of like swimsuit kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like it's a, like a singlet. It's a wetsuit.
And he wears knee pads too.
And he's wearing knee pads and weird ass shoes.
Yeah.
He's wearing like flats he bought at Ross.
He really is. Yeah, I don't understand what's going on. So he's like watching Babe.
His name is Jess. This guy's name is Jess.
Oh, that's right. So Jess.
Let's call him Jess.
And so they're watching this guy, and he's like, wow, this is great. This is so great. And he's like, hey, Jess, shut up, because I'm trying to read Babe-O-Rama.
And we get you know, and Timberwolf is just bounding around.
Right. And like, where's...
What?
Hold on, did I miss my line?
Your line?
Yeah, there's a part where he says... So he's trying to look at it. Timberwolf's having thinks about, like, oh, this is my time, you know, not my time, and punching robots. But apparently the thing, the room goes crazy.
Yeah, the room starts having, like, a...
Oh, yeah, here. So the room, like, malfunctions. I don't know if it's because, like, he threw a robot against the... something or what, I don't know. And he's like, damn, he must have short... Oh, yeah, he does. So he, like, throws a robot and it short-circuits the computer. Their faces are drawn awful in this panel. I don't know if you've seen, they look like they've been smashed against a window.
Oh, yeah.
They're just like... And he says, damn, it's out of control. And then we just get a panel where...
I hate to mention,
The young guy who was just watching Babe-O-Rama's like, that's not the only thing that's out of control.
And he's looking at Timberwolf's ass.
Yeah, because it's like, assuming there's like a boner involved and like him and Jess are going to fuck.
The early 90s was a weird time,
he's
guys.
He's just like, it's not the only thing out of control. Rub.
This is how gay porno started in the 90s.
Yes, it was.
You know,
this is it. This is the gay porno. And then this woman, like, barges in, and I don't know who she is.
Sharon!
And she's like, oh my god, Jess, what's going on? And he's like, Sharon, get Stanfield. So obviously, it's just me with my name misspelled. They want me to come visit. I actually had somebody ask me once, because my name is Stansfield with an S in there, so S-T-A-N-S-F-I-E-L-D. And I actually had one person ask me once if I was sure if that's how it was spelled, because he's only seen Stanfield. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm yeah, pretty
names
sure.
Names can't be other things.
I'm pretty fucking sure my name is spelled correctly. Thank you,
Are you sure
though.
Your name is
Why
spelled?
Why don't you call my dad and ask him how it's spelled? He'll tell you.
How do we know that that guy's name was spelled right? What was his last name, like, Dick?
Yes, it was Dick.
Dick?
Yeah, yes. I meet many Dick in my life.
Dick-a-lick? I don't know. And he's like, are you sure your last name's Dick-a-lick? I was like, yes, it's an Irish thing.
Yeah, are you sure your name is spelled correctly? Because I'm pretty fucking sure mine is.
Jim Dick-a-lick.
Of the Westchester Dick-a-licks.
Anyway, so Jim Dick-a-lick tries to help out
So basically this thing's going crazy. Like, something gets thrown through a wall, like the window where the guys are.
Basically Thrust goes down there to try to kind of help mitigate the situation. They start beating up robots.
And he's like, my name is Thrust, but my mom didn't want to call me Thrust.
I don't know.
Yeah, what the fuck line is that?
He goes, as they're fighting, he's like, what kind of name is Timberwolf? I guess it's not as rad as Thrust. I picked that myself. My mom had different ideas. I'm like, what, your mom picked? Is Thrust your legal name?
Like, yeah.
Or is like, did your mom pick your, like,
or we like,
your
mom,
superhero
I'm a
superhero. Name?
I would be called Thrust. And she was like, your name should be Pony.
It's like, mom, I'm going to wear a Steiner Brothers singlet and some knee pads and these shoes from Ross that you have that I haven't seen you wear. what should I call myself? Like, I don't know.
Ponies. She wants them to be called Ponies or like Nice Boy.
I like Nice Boy. Introducing Nice Boy.
Or like after her, like, why don't you call yourself Alan Jackson? I think he's very sexy. He's a great singer. Fuck, what's his name with the mustache? Tom Selleck.
I think that'd be great.
Tom Selleck.
DC Comics presents
the new ongoing
series from Alan Jackson. And it's just a cover. It's just some guy looking at this geek and just being like, that's not Alan Jackson. Where's his mustache?
His cowboy hat. What the fuck's going on?
It's like, why is he dressed like the Steiner Brothers? What are those knee pads for?
I think Nice Boy.
Is that Rob Van Dam?
Yes.
Nice Boy Alan Jackson. Welcome to the DC Universe. He's actually in Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
He shows up.
That's what Lex Luthor calls himself.
when he puts on a suit and he's like,
I'm Nice Boy. Woo-hoo.
I'm Nice Boy Alan Jackson. It's like, watch out, it's Nice Boy Alan Jackson.
Batman just kills himself. It's like, I don't like guns, but, and he just blows his head off.
So, I've never tried a gun. What's it like? I think it's time
I've
to
never
die.
Tried a gun.
Batman, I've never tried a gun.
You say that like, oh, I've never tried bananas. Like, I've never tried a gun.
So, you know, ranch dressing on fries? I've never tried that. Mm. Guns?
Ooh, guns. Never,
mm. Mm. You know what?
Can I eat this?
He's going into a Qdoba and he's like, he's going to try guacamole for the first time or something. Or he's like, hey, he's like, oh, they have guns on the side.
I should get some guns on the
side. I should try guns.
Yeah. I assume that the way America's going, that's how you're going to be able to buy guns in the future. Order a side of guns at like any restaurant. Like, you go to McDonald's and you're like, can I get a cheeseburger and a side of guns? And they just like pass you out like a dozen guns. And you're like, thank you. And you drive away.
This is gold. This is more fun than anybody should have reading this fucking book. Anyways, so shit's just going wild with dudes here, and because they just keep beating up these robots.
And finally, there's no more robots. But like, Timberwolf hasn't settled the fuck down, so I don't really know who he's fighting because he's not attacking Thrust. And so, like, that woman...
So I don't understand
Sharon,
here.
Sharon, like, walks in.
I have a question here. She walks in, she kind of, like, calms him down, but as, like, she's kind of, like, calming him down, like, Thrust is like, hey, he's not looking, can I? And he's like, shh, be quiet. And I'm like, wait, I don't understand. Like, do they want to beat him up?
I think Thrust just wants to put his dick in things.
Like, does he want to fuck? Does he want to fuck him?
Yeah. He's that guy at the frat party who likes to, like, teabag dudes after they pass out. That's
well, because at one point, because Thrust gets thrown by, whatever, by Timberwolf, because like he's just Timberwolf's just losing his shit
right
in this room here.
And so maybe he's like, I need to get back at him by teabagging him, and guy's like, don't stop teabagging every fucking guest who comes in our little weird organization.
I can't get over this fucking art, this fucking outfit.
Oh, it's terrible.
So then we go. Then we do have a cutscene. Apparently, the Dominators from the Invasion storyline, or sorry, Invasion. Exclamation point.
Make sure you get that in there.
The Invasion storyline are part of this. I don't know why, but they're here for like a page.
Yeah, well, they've captured who I'm assuming is Arya.
Yeah, I think that makes
sense.
And
so she's like in a wall of.
She's like she's in like
snakes. I'm not
wall
sure.
Wall of snakes.
Snakes.
She's basically like melded to like a wall of poo or something.
It's
I don't know.
A tree. I don't know.
It's one of those trees.
She's in a contraption.
It's one of those Superman fuck trees.
Oh yeah, it is a Superman fuck tree. So she's stuck in the Superman fuck tree, and like the snakes are like, we're gonna like suck her brain out or something.
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing.
Whatever. So then we cut back to.
I could probably do more research, but yeah, you know what? Care. To be honest,
I don't care.
Nobody can. Who cares?
It is not going to change how I feel about this book.
This
if
is
I know
my sword.
Why she's
I will.
Stuck there.
This is our sword, though. We will fall on it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is the hill I will die on. Yeah.
So anyway, so now we got like some conversation between some guy GW. Is it? Or
RW.
He's like some
guy.
Office guy. I don't know. He's got a pink tie.
Yeah,
pink shirt.
He's hip.
And then Captain Flag shows up or something. Some guy named Flag. Major Flag.
Flag.
Some guy named Flag shows up. I think he's like. It's basically like. I think he's like a. Like he's like Nuke.
Yeah.
You know, I get this impression he's like a Nuke guy from like Daredevil or from Jessica Jones. And they're like, hey, you need to, like, take these anti-psycho pills.
Yeah, he's like, hey, buddy, maybe... Because he's, like, just breaking shit and, like, freaking out. And RW is like, hey, maybe you should go back on your meds.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't need those anymore because I feel okay. Which, as anybody who takes any sort of medicine knows, that's not how that works.
No,
you can't just go off them when you feel better because that makes everything worse.
It makes it a lot worse.
Unless you know you do it with a doctor.
Yeah.
So this guy's just like, I feel fine. I don't need these
pills.
But
he kind of tries to push him. He's like, look, if you take these pills, you make it stronger. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll consider it.
Yeah, maybe I should go back on my pills that keep me normal.
So then we're back in the to-do with
like,
the...
Yeah, they're back there, and I guess they're, like, cleaning stuff up, but really what it looks like is it looks like Timberwolf is dry, like, hair-drying his fur.
It does, actually, yes.
Just the top, because he's, like, got that stupid suit
on. Why are they cleaning it up? Don't they have, like, maintenance people in this building, this nebulous building that they're in?
And then what I thought Thrust was holding a pillow, but apparently it is a newspaper.
Yeah, it's only a newspaper where apparently – because this is actually taking place in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And Werewolf has been – Timberwolf's been flopping around and everybody thinks it's the Creeper.
Because, like, they can't get a clear shot of him. Like, the picture kind of just looks like a mass.
He's got so much back hair.
It kind of looks like the Creeper's coat.
Yeah, it looks like the Creeper and he's got his – you know, it's like the Creeper's hair. And there's this
back
kind of,
hair.
Yeah, his back is his
back
boa,
hair.
Boa of back hair.
Yeah. Except Timberwolf really just does have back hair.
Yeah. And and then they're looking for so I guess like they get an alert that
That Flag had just fucked up RW's office.
Is that something was like Faust?
Faust.
Whatever.
So and then we cut to like apparently Arya. She's having, like, a dream about her mom. Now, honestly, because they have the same face, I honestly just thought that her hair changed between panels. But
I couldn't tell. I have no idea who the hell is what.
Apparently, it is Arya talking to her mother because they look exactly the same.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to tell.
Whatever.
And it's like, fight against the snake things in your forehead. And she's like, okay, I'll do that. Fight the snake. So then... I don't know. They run off to go help Faust. And, of course, like, Thrust rides Timberwolf there?
I think he does, yeah.
He does.
Okay, so now we get introduced to Jack Ryder, the Creeper. He's here.
Yeah, finally shows up, by the way. Because we're almost at the end of this book.
Because he's trying to, like, he's like, hey.
So versus the creeper is fucking bullshit.
Because he's like, look, I'm here to, like, do some research on this. And he's got his film crew. The one guy here, I'm just looking at this guy's shirt.
It says what?
No, it says not. Because it's the 90s. Oh, I
thought
it's
that 93. Was a W-O-T. What?
It's 93. So, like, Wayne's World is hot. But for some reason, it just says in very, very tiny letters, it just says rich. And it says big black letters, not.
Why doesn't rich go underneath not?
Because it's like rich? Question, but there's no question mark.
I get it. Like, you used to use the word not. Like, people would say stuff. You'd be like, that's so true. Not.
But what the fuck? What is it? I don't understand.
I really just wish it just said Frankie says relax. And then it could be like nice and outdated.
Well, that's like
just like this.
Because that's like the outdated, that's like the go-to outdated shirt.
I know, but you know what? If I had a friend, I would totally wear a Frankie says relax shirt now.
Yeah. It's a hip shirt.
It's a hip shirt, but I don't think I would say a rich not shirt.
Rich not.
It should say not rich.
Why would you want a shirt like that, though?
Why wouldn't it say rich in big letters and not in small letters?
Yeah, so it should be like rich, parentheses, not.
Yeah, like the not should be tiny, but the rich should be big. Like,
why would you want a shirt like that anyways? Because, like, are you trying to, like...
Because you're hip and cool.
Are you trying to, like, be like, hey, ladies, rich, not.
Yeah, that's the thing. You walk around with a shirt that says rich. People think it's either your name... Or you're saying that you're rich.
I don't get it.
That'd be funny if his name was Rich. And his shirt just said Rich. In case you forget.
Rich, maybe his last name is not. He just wears a shirt with his name on it. I have no idea. God damn this book. Anyways, so it's Crimson the Creeper.
They see that guy climbing up the
building. They see
Timberwolf.
Timberwolf, because they're
like
off.
A shadow of him.
Yeah, they see Timberwolf and like Jack's like, I got a headache. I'm going to go.
Now, is this... Because if I remember correctly, some of the other... The creeper, how the creeper appears has changed.
Okay.
Is that correct? Like, sometimes he has control over when the creeper comes, or other times it just shows up?
No. He, because he... he sees the job, and I think this is something like it's coming out of him here.
Well, that's the thing, because he's like, no, not now, and then there's a box that says like, yes, now, and then the creeper shows up. So it's like, obviously, like, he doesn't want to become the creeper.
Yeah.
But he's becoming it now. Now, isn't it in the past and some of the other
in the books, past he had control
had
over
control,
it,
but now it looks like he doesn't.
Yeah, I think this one he has just showing up. So anyway, so there's, some bullshit with RW.
Yeah, they show up and Flag is gone, and they're like, oh, Flag's not here, you don't need us. And the creeper's like, I'm here! Yeah. And then this is
This is weird because he sees, because Jack sees Timberwolf mm-hmm. jumping up the building, mm-hmm. and it's like we're missing like a panel of them meeting.
Yeah, or like him jumping onto Timberwolf or something, because all of a sudden they just appear, like they go through a window.
They just jump through the window.
Yeah. I think that's right. I don't know why Timberwolf's out. Is he just hanging out?
No, he's because they all remember like because Thrust rode Timberwolf
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but they're
and they
inside.
Went to,
but Timberwolf's still outside.
Yeah, he's taking the other. I don't know. He's not taking the elevator.
Or is it just like I'll hang out outside on this building, and if you guys need me, call me. Like I'm not sure what the deal
is. Well, that's
it doesn't make sense.
No, it makes no sense at all.
Somebody has to break through a window. Basically, like, DC is just like, we need to break a window. This isn't a Batman comic book, but someone needs to break a fucking window. So, they come through, and then this is why I say fuck this book. Because it gets so fucking stupid. Like, the creeper speaks nonsense. There's no reason. The reason that he's trying to attack this guy...
Is because he thinks that he's too close to looking like him.
Right, but then at the end he's like, I want your autograph, woohoo! Like, it's just like, dude.
Oh, he's being
it's
facetious,
so dumb.
I think.
It's like, I don't like it.
Yeah, so they start...
I'm not a huge fan of this.
Yeah, they start fighting, and then Thrust tries to jump in there. For some reason, like, I'm trying to figure out what Thrust's power is. Able to, like, because he wants
to... Thrust.
Is he throw? He starts, like, throwing, like, pens and shit?
No, that's the creeper throwing pens. Because that's, goes here and he grabs the pens.
Yeah, I missed it. He missed the
pens. He's trying to be Deadpool, I guess. I don't know.
Deadpool? You mean Bullseye?
No. Deadpool because he's being all weird and
Oh yeah, yeah. No, he's like, no, Creeper was kind of like a prototype to like Deadpool.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, well, I mean, yeah,
yeah.
To, you know, but yeah.
And they're like, oh, he stole our gimmick. Make him weirder.
And for some reason, Thrust tries to jump in, but for some reason, he starts
The minute he touches the Creeper, he becomes a Creeper.
He starts looking like the Creeper. Like, he's not got yellow skin, but, like, his hair turns green, and he gets, like, the back hair.
And he's like, oh, what the fuck? This is such a rush. And they're like, don't touch him, because he's got, like, a chemical. Because even Timberwolf's like, he smells like chemicals.
Yeah.
So it's like some sort of, but I didn't realize that happened, because when people touch the Creeper, they become him.
I've never seen that. I think it just might be something. Because that
would just, like, anybody he punched, wouldn't they become the Creeper?
Maybe there's something that the Creeper has that's, a part of him at this point. I don't know.
Yeah.
But.
And so he, like, is no longer the Creeper, and then he kisses.
Yeah, so Timberwolf grabs Creeper, and he's like, you know, God damn it, stop it, and Creeper kisses him on the head.
Yeah.
And he just throws him.
Right.
And then he starts...
He's like, more pens!
He throws more pens and paper at him.
He throws a paper airplane at him, and he's laughing.
Oh, should we talk about this here for a second? Did you read this?
No.
Okay, so... Do you want to go ahead and read this real quick?
Yeah, what is this?
So it's an AIDS PSA.
Oh, fuck.
Which,
I've heard about these.
Okay, so go ahead and read that.
No! I thought I've seen the Nightwing one.
The Nightwing one, I think, is pretty good because it was not good. I mean, none of them are good because it's about AIDS. But, you know, it's like, I think it was Beast Boy who's like, ew, AIDS babies. And, like, Nightwing's like, no.
This
one though.
Oh Jesus! So, all right, let's talk about this. Can we talk about it at the end?
Yeah, let's get okay. Let's see.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to finish this book because there's like literally it's 2 pages left.
Yeah, let's just finish. So basically, okay, yeah, this is literally it. So
and then there's after the Creeper's still there. He's like, oh, I want your autograph. And then Jess is like, oh, they're so weird, but he doesn't make any sense. But man, it takes the thinking off the serious stuff. And I'm like, was that what that was supposed to be? Because and it's a serious stuff.
But then, like, RW is in the background. He's like, yes, dude. And I'm like, wait, what? Is this something ominous? And then.
Fuck that book.
So would you read the next issue?
No, because you know what? I don't find this entertaining at all. I think this is stupid. I think this is just an excuse to put the Creeper on the cover of a book.
Well, not only that, but also it's, they're just trying to figure out something to do with, like, I think. You know, Timberwolf, they're like, well, if we make him like a feral dude and like we bring him in, you know, we have like a miniseries, people might be interested in him.
No one's
because stupid. Because Wolverine and like Sabretooth and just, you know, Elfin that the Marvels are like, it's like, hey, we've got like a hairy dude.
Yeah.
So
we also have hairy men.
DC, we also have hairy men. You know, and so
if you're into hairy dudes, pick up a DC book.
Marvel's not just the only place for your hirsute adventures.
For your beast lust needs.
Beast lust needs.
Beast lust. Speaking of beast lust,
Okay. So let's talk about this ad real quick.
Oh no.
So it says at the top, you may think it's not your problem, and we've got Booster Gold and Blue Beetle. Just sitting there being like, I envy you, Booster. I tell you, I'm afraid to even date these days. And like Booster goes, you mean AIDS? Don't worry, I only date nice women. And just as he's saying that, Fire is walking by. Mm-hmm. And Fire, you know, loses her shit. She loses her shit. She's like, how, you idiots, you don't think that's because you have to be nice?
Yes.
Yeah, which is his basically way of saying, like, you know, because Booster's basically saying, like, yeah.
I don't date whores.
You know, only, like, nice girls don't get AIDS.
Which is so fucking not true. And it's this is what ticks me off about this more than anything, is Booster Gold is from the future.
Yeah.
You would think he would be like, oh, AIDS, yeah, no, we have a vaccine for that, and, like, I'm vaccinated, I don't worry about it, whatever.
But it was fucking rough. Or maybe AIDS was bad in the future. We never really explored that for his...
Right.
AIDS is like in the 30th century.
What is the AIDS like?
The AIDS.
So she's like, Fire loses her shit because she's like, do you know how many people in my country have died from this shit? Like, you need to figure out how to, like, protect yourself, but also not discriminate against people who have AIDS. And so she, like, storms off.
And she's like, look, I don't want to attend any more funerals.
Yeah.
Apparently Fires had a rough.
A lot of people she knew had AIDS.
She shot a lot of people with AIDS.
Yeah.
And they all died.
Yeah.
And shit is rough in Brazil, apparently. You know,
yeah, apparently. I don't know.
She's not happy, you know, and it's rough. And she's, you know, she's like, look, why don't you learn the facts, you idiots?
Yeah.
You know, and Blue Beetle's like, and it's funny, though, because Blue Beetle's like, pah, women.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, bitches?
Bitches, right?
Like, bitches, right? Yeah.
She knows how to take the fun out of everything. And like, Booster Gold's like, I don't know if we should even be thinking about having fun.
He's like, my blonde mullet needs more information.
Like, is that his way of saying, like, we shouldn't be thinking about having sex because of AIDS?
No, I think just maybe being more edgy. So the implication is,
go get yourself some education.
Get smart about AIDS. Don't be a jerk.
Yeah.
You know, don't be a jerk like Ted here, who's just like, AIDS!
No big deal, AIDS.
AIDS. It would be funny if he just went after she starts yelling and she just goes, AIDS, pshaw. And she just.
That's how Booster Gold, being from the future, maybe he should have been like, do you know how long Magic Johnson has been alive?
Magic Johnson's still alive for my day.
Still alive.
Magic Johnson lives. You know, he's only had AIDS for a year and he's not dead yet at this point.
Yes.
But he is still alive in the 30th century.
All the AIDS treatment cocktail made him immortal.
He's immortal.
Does that mean that Charlie Sheen is immortal too?
Oh, I don't know.
Because he's also on the AIDS cocktail.
He's trying to become the magic. Yeah, wow. Wow, I just realized how AIDS is this book got. This the end of the show is.
It got really AIDSy.
But I mean, that's the thing. It's like, it's like, I get the point of it.
I do too. I mean, it was very important to spread the word about the education and stuff when the AIDS crisis came out, because Ronald Reagan wanted to ignore it at first because it was only really hitting the gay community. And he was like, fuck gays. But his health advisor, secretary, I don't know, was like, no, we really have to do this, and started sending pamphlets out to like people's houses to tell them, like, this is a thing and we have to worry about it. And, you know, you need to learn how to protect yourself. Use a fucking condom.
Yeah.
Because so many people were dying, and Ronald Reagan was like, it's not a problem. Fuck gay people. I'm a Republican, whatever. And like,
yeah.
So people were like, no, we need to know about AIDS. So that's where this sort of filters down into, is this push for people to know what AIDS is and how to protect yourself. And like, you know, you can't get AIDS from a toilet seat. You know, you can't get AIDS from hugging somebody.
Yeah, because that was the whole premise that was the whole premise of the Beast Boy one, where he's like,
yeah.
He's like, AIDS babies, oh no, if I get AIDS by them. And he's like, you can't get AIDS. It's like, there's things you do.
Yeah, it's a much different.
And then there's a Robin one.
Yeah.
You know what? The Robin one where he's like, oh man, this kid has AIDS. I know. And like, Alfred's like, go. He's like, oh man, that sucks.
I don't want to talk to him anymore because he has AIDS.
And like, no, but Alfred's like, you know, he's like, go get educated. He's like, okay, I'm going to the library. No, he does. That's what he does. He goes like, you know, I think Robin just goes off as Robin. And he goes to like the library and he's like, one AIDS book, please. You know, and he gets, well, maybe, say, you know, maybe Bruce should be. You know,
I was going to say, really, it should have been like, Bruce has AIDS because he slept with so many women without condoms.
He's like, he's like, oh, this kid has AIDS. He's like, oh, like Master Bruce. He's totally got, he's got the AIDS. Yeah, he's got that.
He's got HIV.
He's fine.
He has money.
He has money.
Only poor people die of AIDS.
He's like the white Magic Johnson. That's going to be the name of this issue. Batman is the white Magic Johnson.
No, I know. Like, I get it. Like, I'm glad that was in the book, even though it is ridiculous. But, I mean, I think if you didn't live through the early... Like, when we were younger...
Do you think they put that ad in, like, Superman books, though?
I'm sure they put it in everything.
I wonder.
I mean, like, you remember what it was like when we were younger, when people, like,
didn't... Oh, yeah, know, no, I was... I was.
Everybody was terrified, and, like, literally it was like, oh, my God, if you just... look at someone with AIDS, you're going to get AIDS, like all those rumors and shit going on. And
yeah. Yeah, no, we're just fucking around here, but
yeah,
you know, it is the real deal. So.
No, it is real deal. So wear condoms.
And so
get tested.
But don't be like Booster Gold.
Don't be like Booster Gold thinking that only nice, like being nice saves you from disease, because it doesn't. So, you know, wrap your dick.
Yeah, they should have been like, wrap your dick.
is why I'm not in charge of anything, because that's really what it would be. Just be, wrap your dick. And keep wrapping your dick. I don't care if Truvada is a fucking thing. Keep wearing condoms if you're having casual sex with people.
Yeah.
That's a...
Yeah, it also helps you out from doing other... getting other shit getting happening, other shit. Too.
Like, they're talking about, like, super gonorrhea being a thing now, because people are like, AIDS isn't a problem, because we could just take, like, you know, Truvada or AIDS cocktails, make your load, like, undetectable, your viral load undetectable. So people are saying, fuck condoms, we don't need them anymore. Well, yeah, gonorrhea that can't be cured.
So the premise is that... since AIDS is super treatable now, okay to get AIDS?
Well, I don't know if it's okay to get AIDS.
Well, it's not okay, but it's like,
aren't as concerned about it, you know, especially like...
No, it's fucking AIDS!
I know. Well, I listened to the Dan Savage podcast. This is what he was talking about. Like, people, you know, especially in the gay community and even in the straight community, they're like, oh, it's not a big deal anymore because they didn't live through so many fucking people dying during the AIDS crisis back in the late 80s, early 90s. So, yeah, Jesus. Wrap your shit if you're having premarital, or not premarital, if even premarital, casual sex. I don't care if you have casual sex all the time. Just please wear a condom. That's all I'm asking. Take precautions.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all. Jesus. Be safe.
I'm sorry. Sometimes people are
sorry,
stupid.
This became a PSA at the end.
Sorry, yeah,
condoms, they're fun.
And they're free places. You can get free condoms.
Yeah, shit. You can go to Planned Parenthood and get free condoms. Yeah. You can. That's honest to God truth. Planned Parenthood, not just for ladies. Dudes can go there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Free rubbers.
All right, so that's the end of our podcast. Ended it on a down.
fuck this book.
I told you, fuck this book.
Fuck Timberwolf. Don't read the rest of any other Timberwolf, because you'll be like talking AIDS.
Yeah.
And fucking Reagan and shit. Don't
zombie Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, don't be talking that. Don't.
No one wants that.
No, nobody wants to deal with this.
Don't ever read Timberwolf.
Don't read Timberwolf. He's a 5-issue miniseries.
Did he ever show up again? I'm assuming.
Oh, he's been in the Legion. He's around.
No, I know, but I mean, like, he never got his own book again.
Well, no, this is a miniseries. They're just like, they just had somebody had like.
Well,
a
they were hoping the miniseries would do well to give him his own book because
probably
they,
yeah.
Again, DC says we also have hairy guys.
We also have hairy guys. DC. Yeah, that should be like their new slogan. It's DC. We got more hairy guys. Anyways.
Testosterone!
See, look at Superman. He's got
Jeff Johns like crushes a beer can
Superman,
on his forehead.
Superman. It's just Superman.
Yeah, bros! I don't know what happened.
I was about to make a Superman back hair joke, but I think...
That's cool, too. does Superman have back hair?
No, but, you know, if he's under a red sun, he might grow it.
I mean, well, Superman has a beard, so maybe he has...
Yeah, but he grows it when he gets... Because he's...
Well, Superman always has... He grows a beard. It always grows. He has to shave it by bouncing lasers off a mirror, so he could probably give himself, like, a back...
Well, I mean, you know, let's put it this way. You know, Henry Cavill has, you know...
Yeah, he's got nice chest
luxurious,
hair.
Luxurious,
really does.
Man...
It's beautiful.
Man hair.
It's beautiful.
It's
it really is. Like, he comes out of that, like... The ocean? Is it the ocean? The lake? I don't know. And Man of Steel, and he's like ripped to shit. He's got this lovely matte rug of chest hair, and it's like, wow, this is the best movie I've ever seen. Oh, wait, no, it's not. But that's a great scene. I approve of the chest hair scene.
If the movie just ended there, you'd
yeah,
be like, oh.
Yes, the best movie!
It's like, guys, this is a good movie.
They'd be like, they could have just made that a gif for you. Like, we didn't have to spend $90 million to have Henry Cavill walk out of an ocean. Like, didn't you, though? Didn't you?
Henry Cavill won't do it for anything less than $10 million. You know,
smart.
He won't. There's a certain line. He's like, I heard Chris Hemsworth. I heard Hemsworth and Pine Pratt got $5 million. You know, for
right.
running out with their.
When they
waxed,
were all waxed.
With
they were all waxed.
Chest is like you're
I'm
asking me to go in with
have
hair.
Chest hair.
Yeah.
Unlike most men in movies.
Yeah, no.
Bring back chest hair.
Yeah, that's like most men in movies, like, you know, it's like Vince McMahon got a hold of him. He's like, he tells him to wax.
Yeah.
Because Vince likes his men hairless. What is wrong with us?
I don't know.
God damn it.
Hairless AIDS men, I guess is just what's going on.
Oh, and this is the show is without the rails. Okay.
Okay, we should probably end it because it's already like an hour and a half.
Our cat's being
and
a
our
dick.
And our cat's being a dick because it's time to eat.
It's time to eat. Yeah, okay. Right. Anyways, listen to our show. If you made it to the end of the show, please rate and subscribe us on iTunes.
If you ever want to listen to this again, we would really appreciate
give
it.
Give us 5 stars
if you think we deserve. We won't talk about AIDS next time.
Yeah, no kidding.
I can't promise
that. Unless if that comes up with one of those ads.
I actually can't promise that we're not going to talk about AIDS next episode.
Maybe if we don't do a book from 93, we'll be okay. Anyways, rate and review the show on iTunes. Tell a friend. Tell whoever it is. We actually got some really nice correspondence over the past week from some folks, and it really
we appreciate it.
Yeah, that was really cool. Like people were like, "Hey, man, this is like totally speaks to my thoughts."
Yeah, well, now that we talked about AIDS, no one's going to listen to us anymore.
Well, I don't think we were mean about it. I thought we were very respectful to the AIDS community and to AIDS awareness and
AIDS awareness. There
yeah, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, I thought that was fair. But I mean, well, fuck this book for putting in there. It's like making us talk, be all social.
Yeah.
You know, we spend all of our time talking about Superman's dick. You know, maybe we should just. You know,
Lord, we really need to feed
and our cat is
going to everything
antsy.
Apart.
Sorry, everybody, for
all
taking
right.
so goddamn long.
So, where can they find you?
Instagram and Twitter is Angry Hero Sean, SHAWN. My Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
All right, folks, thanks for listening, and we will talk to you again next week.
Bye.